Yeah, looking forward to the opportunity this weekend. Drake obviously is off to an incredible start. Coach DeVries has done a great job with his team this year. Probably one of the fastest teams in the country. Extremely old, experienced lineup they start. So it'll present a lot of challenges. But, I'm excited for the practices this week and the opportunity to test ourselves again. It's never easy in the Valley. And obviously with the back-to-back games, it's even more challenging, I think. And for us, we got to have a good couple days of practice to be able to compete against Drake on Sunday and Monday.
Hey, Coach, is there anything that you can tell your team that would be maybe different from normal when you know you've got a red-hot team in front of you that's brimming with confidence and has the advantage of not having to travel like Drake?
Not really. I mean, we're going to kind of prepare the same way we do for every team, whether they're 11-0 or 2-9. It doesn't make a difference to us. I think obviously the guys understand the type of team that we're playing against and how well they've been playing and that they haven't had a lot of close games even this year. You look at Drake and you see, I think they start, four out of five guys who start are fifth-year guys from out of high school. And, just an old, experienced team. They play with great pace. They share the ball. They play for each other. So, I think our guys understand the challenge that's ahead of them. And for us, we got to worry about ourselves. I mean, I think if we can, get better defensively, clean up some things from the Evansville series, and then execute offensively, we'll be able to compete this weekend.
Roman Penn is a really effective passer. He's got the second most assists in Drake history. What does he do that gets his teammates good looks basically all the time?
Yeah, it starts with him just because of his motor offensively and the pace he plays at. I mean, he pushes the ball extremely fast. He's always looking for angles, looking to attack the basket. And then he's got a great feel. He can see things before they happen, before they develop. So he's got, in terms of, his passing IQ and his ability, he's able to get guys shots that maybe some other guys on the floor can't see. But I think it just starts with his motor offensively and the pace that he plays at.
You were talking about the things you need to clean up from the Evansville series. The perimeter defense that you have really got taken to task, especially on Monday. Drake's shooting 46% from beyond the arc in the past three games. What have you done this week to improve your perimeter defense?
Well, we watched a lot of film, and we got to get better these next couple of days. It's just things that we've been doing for the last 5 to 6 months. We just got carried over. It's not like we're going to change something in the next 3 days that's going to make us a drastically better team. It's just possession by possession. Can we compete? Can we defend as a team? Can we be connected? And there was too many possessions against Evansville where it was just kind of one-on-one defense.
The series is going to be nationally televised. I know the focus for you right now is on the games, but you were on national television against Butler last week. 2 weeks later, you're going to be in the nation's eye again. How much does that help in the recruiting game?
Well, I think it's great for university, for our program to play on national TV. It's great, recruits or just our kids' families, especially during this year, to be able to have that type of access. But, I think for us and for our guys, they're so focused on the game that, I don't think it matters if it's on ESPN Plus or FS1 or ESPNU. But, obviously we're building a type of program where we hope we're on national TV a lot.
You'd obviously love to win both, but going into the series, does it feel like if you can at least steal one from the Bulldogs, you're right back on your feet after that tough loss to Evansville, Coach?
Yeah, we're just focused on Sunday's game. That's the only game we can kind of prepare for right now. So we're going to do everything we can to win that Sunday game and see what happens, and then obviously do everything we can to win Monday's game, whether we win or lose on Sunday.